had to dust off my imaginary cowbell and jam along with that track. That was a group from Tulsa, Oklahoma called Toddy, featuring the brothers Dennis and Byron Toddy. The song was called Wicked Truth, and you can find that on side two of Toddy's self-titled LP from 1977. Up next, we're going to hear from the London-based outfit Orangutan. This group featured the vocals of Terry Clark, formerly of the psych rock group Jason Crest. The track comes from Orangutan's one and only LP from 1970. We're going to hear the song, I Can See Inside Your Head.
We gonna be
That was Cleveland, Ohio's Granicus with their song Bad Talk from their 1973 LP, simply entitled Granicus. You know, those guys could have been a real contender. They had a really good sound. I'm beginning to think I should have called this podcast series Rock and Roll Oblivion, because that's where most of these groups ended up. They got a chance to put out one kick-ass album, and then they get thrown to the curb. I guess there was more money in putting out records by the Carpenters and the Partridge Family. Alright, now we're heading back over to the UK to hear from the Scottish group Writing on the Wall, another case of one album and then their history. Well, actually, this group hung in there for another 4 years after they released this record, but they never got another chance to release an LP. We're going to hear a track from their 1969 album, The Power of the Picts. The song, It Came on a Sunday.
Sunday came. On a Sunday came. Day. And well, comes.
Kane with Queen of the Night from their 1975 LP, A Pound of Flesh. That song kind of reminded me of early Rush at times. I can't tell you much about this group, other than they appear to have been based in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and toured extensively around the Midwest region in the mid-70s. Next up, we're going to hear a track from the group Head Machine. This group previously did business as The Gods, with key members later going on to form Uriah Heep. As Head Machine, they released this one LP in 1970, entitled Orgasm, and we're going to hear the opening cut, Climax.
We'll be right back. fill it up. So I'm here. And now I walk my tightrope made out of liquid steel. And I pierce the air with pain and love.
Guitar Song from his 1970 LP, Population 2. Randy's name might be familiar to you. He played guitar in several different California bands in the 60s, including the Sons of Adam, The Other Half, and most notably, Blue Cheer. And now we make one of our regular visits to the land of the rising sun, Japan, to hear from the group Too Much with the song Grease It Out.
Thank you. show, first to thank you all for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. Now take a chance, but the simple people come on here. Stop your feet, let's do it.
This time you always will remember.
Was the Belgian group Irish Coffee with the song The Show Part 1 from their self-titled 1971 LP. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of another installment of The Hard Stuff. Hope you dug the sounds as much as I did. If there was something you particularly enjoyed, I'd love hearing about it. You can post comments for me, see a playlist of tonight's show, or download previous episodes of The Hard Stuff at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. Okay, I know when I kicked off this series, I said I was going to try and avoid playing songs from the big, well-known groups of the era, but I'm going to break that rule right now, because I'm in the mood to hear this song. And it's the perfect way to cap off this episode of The Hard Stuff. We're going to hear a track from the 1970 LP, Deep Purple in Rock. This was the first album produced by the Mark II lineup of Deep Purple, featuring Ian Gillan on vocals. This song's called Flight of the Rat, and if you haven't heard it before, you're in for a treat. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
We'll be right back. What do you have here? Fragments of cloth.
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
Barbarously murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? Not so innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure. A killer is stalking.
Well, that's a real good start. Why do all hang-ups come my way? Honey, even if you're queer or impotent, you're paying the price I charge just the same.
A psychosexual killer is stalking. A killer who takes his pleasure differently. Torso, a gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso, evacuate the screen with terror.
Oh, Balls.
Yellow street.